she leaves. But I always know she's something to believe, even though there'll be pain and sorrow. With her I see a better tomorrow.
That artist was called Bo Tillman, and the song is Pain and Sorrow. Welcome back, friends, to the Music on Deck podcast. It is once again time for us to randomly pull a song out of our magical bag. Yes. And give you a little bit of an idea of what we think. Alex, that was there was a lot there to unpack. lot there to unpack, yeah, I feel definitely. Like, you know.
I have questions for
we
sure.
We both were intently listening. I think Alex has some really good things he's got on his chest to say. I do as well. Let me start by basically saying, and we invent scenarios in our head mm-hmm. all the time, but just listening to it, just hearing it, I immediately kind of have this very reoccurring thing where I go, I mean, I think this is a good singer. You know what I mean? And the writing and the lyrics I thought was good. You know, but right off the bat, the mix sounded really strange. Mm-hmm. And it really, from the first 5 seconds, I almost couldn't understand what he was saying. It was sort of dark and muddy. And
I'm just nodding my head.
It was a wash.
Saying, yeah.
It was like a big curtain. And good on him that it shone through, that I immediately went, oh, well, you know, this is a good singer. I mm-hmm. mean, like, you know, yeah. this is a good singer. Now, I think, because I'll be honest, I heard a lot of auto-tuner in mm-hmm. there. I mean, it really was out front, you know? So it's like, if you're a good enough singer, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be having the knob
yeah,
that way up, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So I don't know if that was him trying to, you know, whoever did this, you know, production, trying to hide maybe some, his little, you know, small stuff that he's trying to like, oh, I'll smooth that out. Or can you just maybe do a few more takes and let him get it a little bit more solid? But either way, that auto-tuner was peaking up. I don't like hearing auto-tuner.
Right.
I don't mind people who use auto-tuner. Everyone uses auto-tuner.
Yeah.
But it should be to tweak and to help. It should not be to redefine the sound or go all the way and T-paint it and use it as an auto effect.
Yeah. There were just some spots where it was kind of obvious.
It really peaked out quite a few times for me. I mean, like, and it kind of went, you know, it just kind of rubs me wrong. I'll say that, you know, again, I feel like the song was good. I just think there was a lot of choices that were made. You know, I'm not thrilled with the mix. I'm just going to come right out and say, I think the mix really bothered me the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I also still think that the arrangement wasn't great. I think I'm noticing, my first reaction is demo mill. The minute I heard it, I went, because it sounds like it was put through a, okay, here we go to here, now we're going to here, now we're going to here, now here we hit this. So it did have the kind of rules that we look for, but there was no kind of creative in and out. And some of these changes were incredibly harsh. It was incredibly strong. It was incredibly, we're going here, then we're going here, then we're going here. And there was not a lot of finesse or creativity that kind of helped these elements smooth from one area to another. Just the whole thing came across very jarring to me. And at the same time, very vanilla, very basic, very like, okay, now we're going here. Now you're trying to do here. Now you're trying to manufacture an emotion that isn't there by making the singer sing an octave higher because now we're at the end and you're supposed to do that. There was just a bunch of like, I don't know, I feel bad for this artist because I feel like if I heard this guy on an acoustic, I could be wrong, but if I heard this guy on an acoustic with this song, I feel like it would be a lot better
on another level,
than
right.
what I just heard, because there were other parts of it, Alex, that are the biggest problem I had were the stuff that was missing. You're going to claim that that's full production. I'm sure that's what right?
Yeah.
Okay. The first verse had no lead line at all. Straight rhythm guitar.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not have any lead work at all the entire time? Yeah, you have a solo in the solo section, but where's the lead line?
Some musical melody, yeah.
Something.
Yep.
It was straight rhythm, and it was almost like it couldn't decide if it wanted to be country or rock, so it was schmock. I mean, it was just, you know, shoved in together to become this one big jarble. The other thing, something like this, I think is more country than rock.
Okay.
I feel like it's more
country. You're like
country.
Reading, I feel like you're reading down my notes right now.
Are you
I mean,
really?
Yeah, I mean.
I feel like it's more country than rock.
Okay.
And what's
That's
missing?
Interesting to hear, yeah.
What's missing in this style? Massive amount of harmonies, or really any harmonies at all. I mean, especially when you have that like big soaring chorus and you expect it, but I mean, there weren't any, you know, there were none. You know, and it's like, this is just asking and just, you know, it needs to be dripping with them, you know, for sort of a power ballady, you know, country big power ballad kind of thing. There should have been harmonies and there weren't. And so once again, I kind of look at this and I just kind of go, whoever did this, there was just, it felt like a rush job. It felt like there were pieces that were missing. It felt very run it through the ringer, you know what I mean? Kind of put it in a box and ship it out and get UPS to pick it up and then on to the
formula,
next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's my impression, you know? So Bo, you know, I think that you could do, you could really do something. It just can't be with kind of who is currently doing it. Whatever the production team, you know, whatever, whoever did this to me did the artist a disservice. That's kind of the way I heard it, you know? So for me, man, this is going to be a 5.9.
Whoa, gosh. I think I was with you up until the last 30 seconds of what you said, I think, to be honest.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So for me, my first note, and I'm going to echo a lot of what you said. The very first note that I put was, this is a good demo. In all caps. Like, this is a very good demo, in my opinion. Second note, country or rock? I'm surprised you lean towards the country side of things, because I know most of the time you're like, man, that's not country. But I think this is country too.
Yeah.
I think it was too rock, though. Like, I think it has to be one or the other.
Yeah.
For me, it just kind of played that middle too much. I like the verses musically.
Yeah.
I'm talking musically. Yeah. The content overall I was cool with. I liked what the song was about. And I liked the vibe of the verses. But when those choruses came in, I'm like, boy, it was a muddy wall of country rock, or I should say like rock country, or country trying to be rock and rock kind of trying to be country at the same time. Like,
definitely identity crisis.
Yeah, identity crisis for sure. And yeah, to the mix, man, the mix, again, I feel like I could go into it really far, but also I'm going to judge this. I have to remind myself, I'm judging this as a demo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to really, really, really go into...
Why are you judging it as a demo?
Because to me, that's what it sounds like. This sounds like a demo.
Okay.
It's just from what it sounds like. Sure.
Spotify, it's you know, it's out in the stratosphere.
Sure. But it sounds like a demo to me. So I'll make that judgment now. And I think that probably to somebody who has released the song out into everywhere, for me to say that this is a demo, that's the judgment right there.
Because I don't think he thinks this is a demo.
No, I don't either. But that's what it sounds like. This sounds like a demo. This sounds like a here are all the ideas out on the table. Now, somebody else take this and turn this into a Luke Combs song or a Jason Aldean song. This sounds like a Jason Aldean song. You put Jason Aldean on this song with full Nashville session musicians, you know, and big mixer. That's what this is. That's what this needs.
Yeah, but I don't think he's trying to give it to somebody else either.
No, but I'm here to tell you that's not what this is. Like, I'm here to tell Bo, too. Bo, this is a demo. That's how I'm listening to this. If you're trying to put it out as a single and compete with the Luke Combs's, Jason Aldean's, you're trying to make charts, this misses by far.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't good enough.
Yeah.
For these identity reasons that we're talking about. Rock country sounds like a demo. The mix isn't good enough. The mix is flooded and muddy. Also, where did we go after the second chorus? Was that a third verse
or a bridge? I got lost at the end there.
Yeah, because
it
came
felt
back.
Like the bridge was really late.
Yes.
Didn't it seem like it's like the last thing
was
a bridge?
So that's what I'm saying. So we had that third verse, which in my mind probably should have been a bridge.
Yeah.
And then came back, had a chorus, and then we went into this like solo bridge interlude thing.
Yeah.
And then came back into this like trying to be the soaring vocal thing that he couldn't do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't what you like. You shouldn't do that. You can't really do that. That's not who you are. I understood where you were trying to go, but it didn't work out. The song should have been done at 3 minutes. The total runtime was 4:36.
Yeah.
Too long for a single.
It felt a little long.
Too long for a single. And then right in the middle of that, when I'm thinking like, oh yeah, like, okay, this is, there was a third verse that shouldn't have been there at all. Should have been bridge, chorus, done. Right in the middle of this, whatever that next section was, solo, bridge, part, there was a bad vocal part. Whether it was the tuner messing up or whether it was a take that was bad that couldn't be made any better. 3:52, I was like, oh, there's something wrong there with the vocal. So then they played it out to the end. And again, more kind of like vocal tricks, like audition type stuff. Again, like demo to me. That's another part that screamed demo to me. It seemed like it was audition vocal. Like it looked like it was like you're trying to... if you're covering a song on American Idol, you're going to make it a little bit different to make it a little bit you. Now, yeah, that's what it sounded like. It sounded like an audition. So with all of this being said, though, again, I have to say that I could hear this as a demo. I can hear this being handed off to a publisher who's going to put it in the hands of somebody who's going to take this to the level it should be. They're going to change it. It's not going to be exactly, they're going to change some words. They're going to change up some instrumentation. It's going to be mixed properly. But this is a good demo to me. That's where I want to leave this judgment. After saying all of that, I want to bring it back full circle and say that this is a good demo to me. If you are creating demos, this is how you do it. You have shown a producer or a publisher the full vision of what this is. It's not an acoustic version. It had all types of instrumentation. It had canned drums, but drums that sounded probably good enough to most ears, and full of drum or full of guitars and production, and a well-written song at the end of it. So I'm going to judge this, and I'm going to blow you out of the water with this judgment. It's an 8.8 for me.
Oh my God.
On
Alex,
the demo scale. You're the king.
An 8.8.
You are the king of
That's
saying.
That's ridiculous.
I'm putting this on,
you're,
you know,
ridiculous
on a curve.
Right now.
I'm putting this on a curve. On a curve,
on
of
a huge
demos,
curve,
on a curve of demos. How much? When you hear a demo,
if you got that in the mail and you went and put that into the CD player in your car, you would immediately go, "That's an 8.8
as a demo."
All right, but okay, as a chocolate bar, it
right.
would taste
well,
really
okay.
good as a chocolate bar,
times,
but it's not a chocolate
how
bar.
How many times
it's,
have
it
you said?
Literally, is what it is. You're basically saying this is a song. I'm going to change everything about what it's trying to be. I'm going to say it should be for movies, and by that scale, it's a 9.0 because
well,
it would be great with Jurassic
no,
Park.
I'm not changing what it is. I'm going off of I'm going off of
I don't,
what impression it gave me.
So many different times in this show, we are always doing stuff where we're like, you know, yeah, but you have put this out, like, you know, it's out there, it's being portrayed as this, so we're going to take you as that. So I'm just find it funny though that you're like, you know, okay,
this
well,
one,
I,
yeah.
I hear it as a demo, so there, but that's still, even as a demo, that's an
8.8 as
demo.
As a demo.
So you're telling me that is almost a point away from perfect for a demo for you.
For a demo. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, that's what you think. That's what you think. Yeah,
yes.
I completely disagree.
I totally understand this has been put out. And yes,
because
more times than not.
Because there are still fundamentally things wrong, even as a demo.
Sure.
Even as a demo, that there are things and elements that are just straight up missing.
Sure.
You know, so for me, that was the egregious sin.
I think
that,
we've been given
it's
demos.
Good enough to stand on its own, and it's good enough to be something great. And I'm not putting it on your demo scale. I'm not saying, oh,
sure,
this is a demo, so I'm going to throw
I
out all
more,
of this other.
More often than not,
critiques.
Though, you're the one who's like, I'm putting this on a scale. I think this was done at home, and we have no information that says that. You know what I mean? Like, so
we have no information that it was done at home.
Yeah.
Right, I don't think it was done at home. This was taken
I'm
to
not
somebody.
Saying this one. Yeah, I'm not saying this one. I'm saying in the past, you have put that moniker on
when it
a
sounded
song.
When it sounded like it was done from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and again,
you may have put the you may have graded on a scale because of how that sounded. So because of how this sounds, yes, it's been released, it's on Spotify and Tidal and Apple and stuff, but because of how it sounds to me.
Excuse me.
And I already defined it. I said, Bo, look, if this is a single meant to be on the radio, it's not that. That's the main point of what I'm saying.
I think the objection I have is that you're doing your engineer thing, where you're going, if I change this, and if it was this person singing it, and if it was in this, you know, stratosphere,
right.
Oh, then it could be a potential 8.8. This is where you and I are not going to agree, because I don't try to find a space for it.
Yeah.
I listen to it and I go, there's not a space for this.
Sure.
That's why I got a low grade. Now, I think this artist is good. I think the artist and what he's writing, and I said the writing is good.
Yeah, the writing's good.
The writing's good.
Yeah.
You know, I think the package it's wrapped in is not helping it at all.
No.
And can you take it and then like go do it again with somebody else and do, well, that's exactly what I am saying.
Right.
But I'm grading it on its current form. You're grading it in its potential under certain circumstances that you're hearing.
Well,
So I'm not saying that it's out of the realm of possibility, but that's definitely the difference between like you and I listening to this and me going like, well, it's barely a passing grade on my scale because it will not stand up next to other things because of its massive flaw.
And I mean, that's the thing. I'll say here's you know, kind of just some definition. Like I'll say like if I made the choice to not, you know, to just do that where I grade it as a single, I mean, the score is not going to be where it is. But on the other side of the coin, this song has 8.8 single like potential. So on the scale demo, it's 8.8.
Well,
and
once
I think,
again, you grade on potential.
Sure.
I mean, you grade
totally.
On,
and you guys know that I do that.
You know, as an engineer, and I always, you know, I always get on Alex about this because I do the complete opposite. You know, again, I tend to rate it based on this is its current format, unless you literally are not on that plane, or you tell us I'm not there. Hey, I'm still working on it. This was done from home. I have a complete understanding for when I feel like they take it and then they take it to someone else to do, and it kind of gets thrown into a session with eight other artists that are then done in a day. That's where I start getting, I feel bad because, you know, that's probably what the budget could afford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't afford, you know, to go and do it on a higher level. I get it. But then just don't miss certain things. You know what I mean? Like whoever does it, don't have a mix that really doesn't help a good singer. When you have a good singer, which a lot of times we don't have the luxury of working with, you know, on every project. When you have a good singer, it's easy. Don't get in the way of it. You know what I mean? Like that's one of those things where it's like, you know, there's literally a good singer. You don't need to do a lot of crazy stuff to it. If you have a good song, you don't need to do a lot of crazy stuff to it. Like an arrangement that makes no sense.
Yeah.
You know, these are where I immediately go, the talent, I get more angry when the talent is there and it's not fulfilled.
Yeah. Oh,
and to
totally.
Me, that was an immediate, this is not showcasing this artist in the best way.
Yeah. And
so
I mean,
that's
why
thing. I have a low score.
Again, I can put this, I'm still putting this in the demo category because the music sounds like that again. Like again, the songwriting is good. The singer seems good. But from a music standpoint, it seemed like somebody who's sitting there and they are just filling it with tracks and tracks and tracks.
I get it.
You know?
But you know, but where I have a flaw in what you're saying is, to me, even as a demo, right? Let's assume that we're going on this demo. Okay. Is this the best way to showcase him to go get a deal, to go get someone to invest money in him? It's still not the best it could be.
Sure.
You know what
I mean? Well, that's why I'm at an 8.8 though.
That's so high. That
but
is
for
so
it not
ridiculously
being the best it could be,
high.
If this was even
it
if I'm on
fundamental
the demo
problems,
scale.
It's not mixed well.
Okay,
and,
right.
And therefore, when he takes it to someone else, it's not in the best form for him to get more funding for it to be then moved onto another project. So as a demo, I don't think it should be rated that high personally.
Yeah.
I respect your opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where we're not going to see eye to eye.
Sure.
You know, it's just like, I would like this. I would have liked this to have been him and an acoustic.
Of course.
With nothing else.
Yeah.
Just mixed well. Don't get in his way.
A lot more respect would have been paid
a
to
a little
for
bit
sure.
less auto-tuner. Unless,
and dude,
unless
this,
he's covering up a lot of stuff with that auto-tuner.
Maybe.
I don't think so, but maybe.
You and I, also this is another great point for our listeners and for other artists. You and I would think on a first listen like this, are paying way more attention to everything going on.
You're right.
We heard the good writing there, the good lyrics.
I turned it off because I knew it was good. I went,
I'm not so sure everyone on their first listen is going to get that because of the tons of instrumentation and the mix between rock and country that gets lost. So we're here, Dave and I are at least hearing that. So again, like what Dave said, you strip that down, all there is just an acoustic in you and your song.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, that's on a demo scale. This is what we're both calling released as a single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, to me, it doesn't sound like a single. It sounds like a demo, and on that scale, that's what the score is.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
got
so,
you.
Hey, interesting right there.
But yeah. I love it. I love it when we disagree, because yes. because that's way more interesting.
And it's better for the listener.
It's,
I mean,
it's way more interesting than you and I being like, yeah, it's the same score for me, you know
yes,
what I mean?
So. Yes, that's better for the listener. I think that's better, you know, and we're not doing this on purpose. Trust us. I mean, y'all can tell how heated this is. I mean, but that's better.
We take we take passion into everything, you know, for sure. But sadly, because we both want the best for both.
Yeah.
And I think, especially for me, man, when there's talent, I get really, really picky, because mm-hmm. I start going like, oh,
yeah.
You know, I think he could really do something here. This is a good space. I think he needs to lean heavier into country.
Yeah,
I feel
for
like
sure, me too. I do.
That identity problem mm-hmm. is a big negative on my scale. I mean, I'm not saying you got to literally break out the ganjo,
right.
but at the same time, maybe a little B3, maybe a little steel,
yeah.
maybe a violin. One of
baritone
the four,
guitar, yeah.
One of the four instruments that would identify this very clearly as at least attempting to have a country genre.
Yeah.
You took a rock instrumentation and then put a country song to a rock instrumentation.
Yeah.
That did not fit.
Right.
It was confusing. The first verse, I missed what you said because I was sitting there going, this mix is jacked.
Yeah.
Okay? So I missed the lyrics, and I feel like the good parts of this song I missed because mm-hmm. of the production.
I agree. 100%. I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you have
there
it,
you
guys.
Have it.
Another review. And, you know, really, like, every now and then, I think we have a little bit of a gem and then a disagreement when we eventually circle back around, though. And we're really both saying the same thing.
Exactly.
Just in our
yeah.
own ways. But make sure that if you guys, if you want to weigh in, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We're on social media, all of our garbage. You know, go check out Music on Deck Podcast. We have Instagram. We've got TikTok, you know. And if you want to get in our Discord, you know, you can actually text us or not text us, but, you know, send us a message in Discord and basically say, hey, guys, you got it completely wrong.
Yeah, the link is in the Discord. The link is in the bio of our Instagram for the Discord. If you
want
to hop
know.
In there and say something to us. We've
you
got a bunch of different pages for y'all if you want to. Also, our email inbox is always open as well. I know that's still kind of easier for a lot of people.
For sure.
musicondeckpodcast@gmail.com. If you're an artist listening to this, a producer, songwriter, send us your song and we'll give you guys a review, you know. And Dave and I, we are not listening to this with any type of intention at all, other than to give you honest feedback, critical feedback,
gut reaction,
honest feedback from guys who have been in the industry in Nashville and Dave in other parts of the country as well for 40 years. You know, like, we know what songs are supposed to sound like. And we still painstakingly listen to almost everything new that comes out all the time.
Yeah.
And our, you know, I listen to that stuff critically and are honing our ears on that stuff as well. And we're working on stuff consistently in the studio together and separately. So send us your stuff and we'll give you guys an honest, honest feedback. And that's what we're here to do.
No matter how painful it can be or how much, you know, we don't always see eye to eye, which is a good thing, I think, in the end. All right, guys, that's another review. We will see you next Monday. Tune in to the Music on Deck Podcast. Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Peace.